This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today flagged off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train, which previously operated from Srinagar up to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, will now run up to Jammu Tawi. The regular services on the extended route will begin from Saturday. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. With the extension of Vande Bharat train, the passengers can travel between Jammu and Srinagar in less than 5 hours. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said significant transformation has been witnessed in the railway sector over the past 12 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today described Pakistan as a centre for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, he said Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that India will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstances.
Our military-industrial complex has proven time to time that it is prepared not only for peacetime needs, but also for rapid wartime supplies. Although we were threatened with a nuclear attack during that time, we did not fall for that bluff. We dismissed those threats, paid no heed, and did what was necessary, and what was necessary in the national interest.
The minister also highlighted the role of artificial intelligence in the country and said the technology has become an integral part of India's forces. He added that in this new world order, AI is becoming an indispensable part of a country's strategic preparedness.
For us, AI means augmented infantry. AI has become an integral part of our forces. It is also enhancing the capabilities of our forces on the ground, and we are rapidly moving toward making our army a technology-driven and integrated fighting machine for today's warfare.
Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda, along with Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini, today inaugurated the two-day 10th National Summit on Good and Replicable Practices and Innovations in Public Health Systems at Chandigarh. The summit will conclude tomorrow. Addressing the inaugural session, Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda said this initiative is set to provide immense convenience to thousands of our health workers, ranging from field staff to health activists and frontline workers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today discussed a wide range of regional and global issues, including the current situation in West Asia, with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said they also discussed the avenues to further develop mutually beneficial defence and industrial cooperation under India's Atmanirbhar Bharat programme and Italy's Defence Cooperation Initiative. A bilateral military cooperation plan 2026-27 was also exchanged regarding military engagements between the armed forces of both countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said during his visit he will be attending the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha commencing on the 1st of May on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of the birth anniversary of third Guru of Sikhism, Guru Amar Das. In a social media post, Mr. Shah remembered the Sikh Guru for inspiring humanity to renounce the ego and embrace the path of service, dedication and remembrance of the divine name. A special one-day session of the Odisha Legislative Assembly began in Bhubaneswar this morning with deliberations centred on participation of women in Indian democracy. Benchmark domestic equity indices pared some of their early losses and were trading around 0.4% lower during the last hour of trade today. In IPL cricket today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.